This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in healthcare news, don't worry, none of the policy back and forth nor the politics. Just a new survey out from Gallup. It shows that for the first time since 2014, the percentage of Americans without health insurance has gone up. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
Since 2008, Gallup has been asking adults around the country a simple question.
Do you have health insurance, yes or no?
That's Dan Witters, research director of the Gallup ShareCare Well-Being Index. He says more than 12% of U.S. adults are now uninsured. That's more than a percentage point higher than last year, which works out to
an increase of over 3 million American adults who don't have health insurance.
Now, we don't have recent official government numbers on the uninsured rate yet, so we don't have the full picture. Still, researchers like Rachel Garfield of the Kaiser Family Foundation are paying attention. She says the Gallup findings could be a reflection of the times.
There's been just a lot of confusion. There's been a lot of debate, which has led to a lot of uncertainty.
Garfield says people could be dropping the insurance they bought on the Obamacare exchanges because they're just not sure what will happen next. Then there's the cost. Over at the Bipartisan Policy Center, Bill Hoagland says premiums for 2017 plans on the exchanges increased an average of 22%. He says people might have paid the higher premiums as long as they could. Then,
if I have a mortgage or I'm sending kids off to school, that I might say, I think I'm going to stop paying these premiums.
They'll have a new decision to make in the next few weeks. Enrollment for next year on the Obamacare exchanges starts November 1st. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.